The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to youcanruninternational.com. That's youcanruninternational.com and find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. We are broadcasting live from sunny Florida. What town are we in, by the way?
Sebring.
Kind
of like the car.
We're at like a studio right now. It's like an oasis.
Yes.
It just appeared out of nowhere, and we said, you know what? It's there. We must stop and visitate.
Yes.
And broadcast live across this country, as along with 52 other countries. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please do it. sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines, again, are inaccessible until next week. And to say all that, to say this, friends, we have with us at the half mark of our show, Paul Walters with News with Views will be with us talking about communism. Yesterday we were talking about totalitarianism. We were talking about Southern Poverty Law Center. And for the next 15 minutes to 20 minutes, we'll be kind of shedding more light onto these organizations and just basically uncover them for who they really are and what they really are about. And by the way, friends, this isn't brand new news. This is old news. We knew in the 30s of Planned Parenthood and Margaret Sanger. We knew of ACLU, Roger Baldwin, and Roger Baldwin is rightly the one that coined the... Well, he said it. I didn't say it. He said that the end of the ACLU is communism. So, friends, what we're seeing is we're seeing that over the last seven and eight decades, the American people sat down on it and didn't take them serious. Now, what are we dealing with? We're dealing with what was left undone. And what we need today is we need justice. We need a return to our Heavenly Father, first and foremost, in Jesus' name. And secondly, we need to return to our founding documents so we can bring forth justice, which is the guardian of liberty through the laws that are based in those within the Constitution. But in saying that, friends, we're going to be talking about communism with Paul Walters. Again, he's from News of Views. And before we get there, I'm going to give Jake a chance to share as to what's been going on over the last week and a half out here in Florida. Tonight will be the sixth Tea Party we've done, and we've done several things in between. I preached at D. James Kennedy's church on Sunday, which was really an honor for me. We'll talk about that, Jake. I'm going to give it over to you. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. And other guys, why is that?
because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. This past week, we've been traveling through Florida, as Bradley had said. We started in Lady Lake on Monday of last week. It's been a full week now. Tea Party Manatee we did on Tuesday in Bradenton. On Wednesday, we're at the Mount Dora Tea Party, North Lake Tea Party. We also did the 912 group in Winter Haven on the 7th of last week. Fort Lauderdale, we just did this Saturday. We had a special guest from Saturday Night Live's Victoria Jackson come out. We just posted an article, actually, on Facebook that she wrote about that particular event.
Pretty cool.
You can get her perspective.
And last week we had Henry Lawrence come out, which was really cool. That guy is as wide as I am tall, and I'm 6'5".
I can see why. What was he, a defensive line? I don't even know, but he played for the Oakland Raiders.
As a matter of fact,
I want you on my team.
I seen him walk out of the bathroom, and I looked at him. I said, dude, what do you eat? I said, people. Yes. He said, what are you talking about? You're as big as I am. I said, I ain't that big.
He was a brick.
Yes, he was.
Also, tonight, you can join us at Sebring Tea Party. We're right here at Homer's Restaurant in this town. It's a fantastic town. These guys have been talking about it for a week and a half following the trail. Each tea party gets bigger and bigger. Every tea party leader that I talk to say that our expectations have exceeded what our expectations were, and the expectations of the crowd size have grown, and they haven't been large since the election. So that's what's been happening with the, what would you call it, the momentum, the relevance of the message that's been following us. Just got a call this morning, as a matter of fact, from Ag for America. Just different people chiming in saying, we heard you were in Florida. We want to get you to our group. And folks, you can book us if you're a Tea Party group leader, if you have a church.
Yes, we can.
It's exactly right. And we're looking at the schedule now. But you got a high school, you got a college. We want to be there for you, and hopefully we can make it. But you won't know until you call us or email us. That's at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also want to welcome our new columns, Liberty Roundtable. Bradley writes a weekly column. Just submitted one tonight. It should be going up probably, I would say, at 10 or 12 o'clock tonight. You'll catch it tomorrow morning. We're doing these twice a week now because there's such a demand for them. Liberty Roundtable with Sam Bushman, Political Outcast, and also Patriot Update, part of the Liberty Alliance team, and there's more to come from them as well. Tammy Waters just Facebooked and said, where can we hear it or find notes on your broadcast? She posted this.
Yeah, it's important for people to understand that men are to find their faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I'm a preacher first and foremost. And when I go to preach and give my message, it's not about giving I'm not trying to be a great orator.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to give you good information. I'm trying to give you information with power.
Yeah.
The Bible talks about how it's a work of faith with power. Mm-hmm. The Bible talks about how, listen carefully, everyone, that we come in much assurance and strong confidence, knowing what sort of men are among you. This is for you, friends, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but it is in power, 1 Corinthians 4:20. And then it goes on, having received the word in much affliction, but with joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's really about seeing men turn from their wicked ways back to their Heavenly Father. And guess what? The only person that can do that is the person of the Holy Ghost, and that's exactly what he does without fail. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces? Yes, it is. Law to the proud, grace to the humble. And Jesus continuously said to the people that came to hear him, to he who has ears to hear and eyes to see. Well, it's interesting. A lot of people that are sitting in darkness right now, friends, they can see the light when it comes in. And when a preacher does his job, he seems to win the day by the power of the Holy Ghost. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, again at the half mark, Paul Walters from News with Views talking about communism. Be right back after this break. If you'd like to check me out on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, or follow me on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Yesterday, friends, we were actually in Florida. We're going to share with you a couple more topics as to what's taking place in Florida since we've been here. But what was interesting yesterday, Jake got on this bull. Of course, it was a fake bull. No bull, guys. This is really...
No bologna.
These are some true happenings that just happened yesterday. Jake, do you want to share your experience? Because I noticed that you were walking different today.
That's right. Yeah. It was, you know, and ultimately what happens is when you see an animal and you need to dominate it, that's really what happened. But I'll leave it up to you to
say
see
that again.
It.
We'll say that again.
When you see an animal and you need to dominate it,
yeah,
that's pretty much what happened.
You dominate.
Oh, man.
And you know what, friends?
We took video.
It's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Facebook. You just go ahead and see how Jake dominated this bull.
One time,
and
one,
I'm not kidding you. No,
one time, I had to jump off just because I didn't want the bull to feel bad.
No,
about
I,
not being able to buck
I
somebody
get it.
Off.
It was a Democratic bull, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it was a leftist bull.
That's right.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden I jumped on him and I said, you know, enough is enough. It stopped. The buck, the bull, stops here.
It did.
And it did stop.
Yes, it did.
Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook.
Yeah, you go ahead and check that out, friends. Tell us your thoughts. I think you'll get a kick out of it.
I've been working out, too, just so you can probably tell that in the video. You know what? Steve Dace actually
a
called us.
A good thing did take place, though. We got rid of them nasty-looking sunglasses.
That is
friends.
True.
They were broken. I said, hey, listen, if you don't want to listen to me, you're going to listen to the Lord. And
that's right. The sunglasses, yes, we posted those on
destroyed.
Facebook, too.
Yep.
They are no longer with us, folks, and that bull is no longer
Woo-hoo!
With us anyhow. We should have some cheering from our sound effect maestro. Steve Dace called us just before the weekend. We posted the commentary or the call that Bradley did. Boy Scouts of America, have you looked across the border at Canada? Folks, if you can't look at this agenda and be infuriated, there is no pulse left in your body.
No.
Because
no.
It is so blatantly plain and obvious what they are willing to do. They are willing to use your little boys. And as we continue to move on, we went to the Freedom Outpost and posted that. News with Views also picked that up, and we're going to have him on at the top or the beginning of the next segment, Paul Walters. But as they picked it up, Steve Dace actually emailed us and said, listen, I need to get you on the show and talk about this. And Bradley did an interview with that, and you can also find it on the podcast, The Steve Dace Show. But it's important to realize the perspective that's being brought here. You get to hear it every day, folks.
Yeah.
But it's not a common theme out there. And that's why people from all over the country are saying, hey, listen, And we need to hear this perspective and experience it. It's not just events. These events we told you about, and I could tell you about more, and we have another one today that's going on at the Sebring with the Sebring Tea Party. But, folks, it's not just a matter of hearing it yourself. It's a matter of sharing it. And I'm encouraging you right now. Our friends have listed or have gone up on the Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook on a daily basis. We usually get quite a few of you adding on there. You need to share this message with others. You get to hear it yourself, but it has to be shared, because if we want this thing to be contagious and we truly want to make a difference in our society, we've got to be able to share that same power that, Bradley, you were talking about earlier last segment. This is from Pam Robin, and she's one of the Tea Party coordinators. Now, before we went to these tea parties on this whole trip, as I said, the momentum's grown. The people coming to these meetings has increased beyond their normal attendance. Pam said, our Tri-County Tea Party, Florida, was so intrigued by the message Bradley was given to the schools and churches. Everyone stayed an extra half hour and nobody left. Now, some people may think, well, what's the big deal? I will say this. At these Tea Party meetings, they're usually so sharp and punctual that by the time that time comes along, that speaker has got to get off the stage or people are going to walk out. And that has not happened once on this whole time. As a matter of fact, I would say we've exceeded most times by about an hour, but people stay there, and that's what Pam said. She said they stayed an extra half hour. Nobody left. Bradley has the right way and the know-how to reach the youth of America. God bless, in capital letters, Bradley and his team. That's the fire that's being brought. And we bring about it a lot of times on the radio program, what John Wesley said. He said, what do I do every morning? I light myself on fire so that the world can watch me burn. I don't know about you, but whenever I see a building on fire and I'm driving past on the freeway, you can see the smoke a long ways out, but everybody gathers around that building because they want to see that fire burn. Yeah. Why? Because it's contagious. And then ultimately, like Rome, you see the whole city burns if you don't put that fire out. And folks, nobody can put out the fire of the Holy Ghost, and that's what people are experiencing.
Now, I just wanted to interject this thought. Why this thought just came to me, I have no idea. We're not out there shouting, friends, a candidate's name. We're not saying, we're not going out and bringing resolve by the hand of man, which only brings a curse to man. We're saying no king but King Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when people understand that we're under the banner of Christianity, then we're going to receive the power from Christ and the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey. You're out there shouting out for some candidate, friends. You deserve what you get. Mm-hmm. You really do. I know that,
and
we need good men in government, and there is good people there. Yes, we need good men, but we always keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. It was the Lord that said, blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, but cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. And the reason I brought that up is, did you see the stuff going on here with Ron Paul, guys? Did you see this, friends?
Yep.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. Calling on the UN to shut down
the
websites of Ron Paul supporters, friends. A couple weeks ago, he's capping on Chris Kyle. I mean, friends, where does this come to? Does it come to we're going to sit there and nitpick over our candidates, or are we going to stand up and take our heritage by the one that gave it our heritage and begin to put his banner up in the air again? Because that's when we appeal to heaven, guess what? Heaven's going to respond. If we appeal to man, guess what? Man is going to fail us every time. We need to get the flow straight. We need to get it straight, and once we get it straight, let me tell you this, the river's going to flow, and the river flows every time we do an event without fail, every single time.
Thomas Jefferson said the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. This, it far exceeds. If you put all of your hope in a man, you'll see exactly what just happened with Ron Paul.
You never
Mr.
One,
Small Government.
I want to make this public. Never one time have you heard me blow this man's horn. Never one time. We've had him on the radio. We're getting Rand Paul on the radio. We're going to ask him some questions. But, folks, this is where it's dangerous. Because if you keep your eyes fixed on man, like I just said to you, without fail, they're going to fail you. Hey, listen, we've been through the process, too. People were let down by Mitt Romney. Apparently, they didn't pay attention to his record. People were let down by Rick Santorum. You know what? Blatantly smacked in the face by Rick Santorum. You know what? Shame on us. Mm-hmm. Any one of us for putting our trust there in the first place. We need to get back to our Father. And once we get back to Him, folks, if it wasn't true, then why is Christianity always under attack? Muslims aren't.
That's right.
You know, Dalai Lama isn't. Hare Krishna isn't. Zen isn't. But whenever you bring up Christ Jesus the Lord, that only testifies to the fact that, friends, He is alive forevermore. Let's get our eyes fixed there, and then we will win the day. And only then will we win the day. And this, amen.
And your confidence, folks, Thomas Jefferson gave us this warning. He said, in questions of power, then, let no more be heard of confidence in man. You set yourself up, you put all of your efforts behind one man. And I understand that because we need good candidates. But if we put all of our efforts into the process itself and demanded of each candidate equal, no matter who he is, if it's the devil himself, that you are going to abide by these principles, that's when we win. Because if not, then you'll have somebody like Ron Paul that will end up turning on his own people. I mean, submitting to the UN, this is Mr. Limited Government, Constitutional Government.
Yep.
The UN, nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere we are to submit ourselves to the Constitution. Yep. I don't know what he's thinking of, yep, other than he's totally a turncoat to his own cause.
He just did.
And when
people
you,
are not only shocked, but I think people are jacked.
And they're used. Yes. See, the people are used by one man. Thomas
he's
Jefferson.
He's a great fundraiser, isn't he, folks?
He raised a lot of money.
Same thing with Santorum, a great fundraiser, man. Same thing with Mitt Romney, man, great fundraisers, friends. And all of a sudden, when it comes time to show who we really are and what we really stand for, all of a sudden, you got a problem with the people that supported you and put you there. But the real question is
this.
Go
to the UN.
Here's the real question. Why is it that those candidates were allowed to stay there for 30 years in the first place? If what they were doing was so effective, then let me ask you the question, where's the fruit?
Mm-hmm. We should be watching.
Where's the fruit?
The fruit
what,
should...
I got someone inside whistleblowing all the time? Well, great. You're put in there to bring about resolve through legislation.
Right.
Where's it at?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about every single one of them.
Yeah.
People are sick and tired of it. We need to put our trust in God, friends, and there alone, and get rid of this baloney that we deal with as to what we call our government today, that our representatives. Mm-hmm. They need to represent who we are under God. That's what makes us one nation under God.
And that's what Jefferson said, but bind him down. No more confidence in man, no one party. Bind him down from mischief by the chains of the Constitution. That way we're not led astray, because the whole process has to go through one funnel. If you concentrate on one man, then there's multiple funnels and you always get done in, folks.
Every time.
That's what happens.
Every time.
I can't think of one person that hasn't been done in. Listen, and the reason that Ronald Reagan came through in the 80s is because the standard was held so high. It wasn't about him or his platform. It was about what the people were going to tolerate at that particular time. They went through a disastrous administration. They said, enough. We're not sleeping anymore. We're going to stand up, and this is the threshold. And, folks, we can't go to sleep after that. That's how you know when the spirit is truly alive in the people. It's up to the people to be responsive, because then there wouldn't be a talk of a Ron Paul or a Romney or an Obama.
Yeah. I think it's pretty sick.
Or a government.
I think it's pretty sick that people will they'll blow his horn in such a fashion as to speak of him as if he's a god.
Mm-hmm.
Ron Paul. How's that working out for you guys?
Yep.
Hey, it's the same thing for anybody else that does the same thing.
That's
or
right.
Takes the same road. But here's another one. Marco Rubio, friends, I'm telling you what. He's got a lot of the same background. He's an establishment candidate.
Sure.
And people are sick and tired of the establishment, yet they endorse him, and now he's our new good guy. Mm-hmm. Friends, wake up. Conservatives. You got Bradley and Jake. What we're going to do when we come back, we're going to talk to Paul Walter from News with Views. Paul Walter, News with Views, talking about communism. And then we're going to get to this SPL thing. Hopefully, you can bring it to closure. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
To the Sons of Liberty, got Bradley and Jake. Friends, if you'd like to check me out on Facebook, Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean double E, and or follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Now, friends, yesterday I was sharing with you, we're waiting for Paul Walters to jump up with us in just a minute here. But yesterday we were talking about Tell the Truth and Shame the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center. And Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence, they call it, at Southern Poverty Law Center said this. Listen carefully. Sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them, he said. Well, that sounds pretty obvious to you. That sounds pretty telling to me, friends, as to what he just got done stating. I mean, he's telling you as to what their methods are. Their method is pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Cut off the support network and isolate the target from sympathy, said they. Go after people, not institutions. He said, quote unquote, this is cruel but very effective. Direct, personalized criticism and ridicule works. Guess who said that? Saul Alinsky rules for radicals. Who's Saul Alinsky? Obama's teacher. Now, friends, what are some of the groups that we're talking about here? Well, for example, Southern Poverty Law Center currently lists 26 hate groups, mainly Christian conservative organizations, or patriots, by the way, one and the same, solely because of their stance on traditional marriage as our God and our founders intended. By the way, for those that didn't know, friends, it just came out recently. that the homosexuals now want to be recognized at Arlington Cemetery. If the American people don't realize as to what's going on, you're in a lot of trouble. Why is it that they are advocating? Folks, these people are targeting anybody and everybody. Anything that means to the anything to the American people, this administration only means to use the homosexual radicals as a battering ram to upend who you are. If you stand back while they're targeting Arlington cemeteries or veterans memorials, folks, do you realize you're allowing them to desecrate the blood of the sacrifice that gave you the freedoms that you have today? Hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution of the United States that they mean to upend. Friends, they don't have rights given to them from God. They have privileges given to them by the state. That's why the government means to move them so the state can use them only to give themselves more powers by using the homosexuals to upend your sovereignty. That's what it means.
You know,
that's what it is.
It'd be one thing if somebody came into your home, because this is exactly what they're doing, and said, you know what, I like your car, that's a nice car, I'm going to take that from you. Because, see, we focus on economics all the time. Or, you know what, that's a really nice sofa, I really like it, I'm going to take it from you. And you voluntarily say, go ahead, take my sofa, yeah. Take my car. We're not talking about cars, we're not talking about materialism, we're not talking about money here. We're talking about the blood of countless thousands of men that have laid it all for us. So we sit back and watch some person that is sexually deviant and queer go in and desecrate that memory?
Yeah.
You leave every single message that you do. We just did one in Tea Party Fort Lauderdale. It was very powerful. Karen Vaughn was there, and Billy, her husband. And Bradley showed a picture of their son, who's a Navy SEAL, the best of the
Karen
best
Vaughn.
That we trained.
Absolutely.
He gave his total life and dedication and commitment to you and me listening to this radio right now. And as he gave his life, can you picture with me, folks, us allowing that blood to be desecrated by these monsters that are purposely...
I mean, it really is. It really is.
And the president sits back and watches, gives a half-mast flag for Whitney Houston, the drug user, the one who wanted to just go party one more time, mama, then I'll go to treatment.
Yeah.
And then when we have one of our boys die,
Chris Kyle,
and everybody around the country honors this man because they know the price, the president doesn't give him jack.
Yeah.
No mention from the White House about how great and heroic and brave of a hero. You know why? Because he loves it when they bleed and die, folks, so he can stand on it like the tyrant in chief that he's trying to pretend he is because people tolerate it.
That's exactly right. And I think it's also important, Jake, to interject the fact that, folks, when you look at the price paid for our liberties, I share this story some time back. I do it at the tea parties all the time. But I had a radio station manager say to me, you know what, Bradley, I agree with what you're saying about this president. And he said, but you got to still honor his office as the president. And folks, what it comes down to is I am not going to honor any man that serves we the people as our representatives and our employees that violate their oaths and upholding the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic, when they desecrate the very sacrifice itself that gives them the privilege to be in the office. Friends, they do not have the right to desecrate the memories of the hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to give them the privilege to serve we the people. And that's why they put their hand on the Bible and they swear to uphold the Constitution. It's very similar when you look at it in parallel as to what the military does and what they swear to uphold, as do the politicians, the statesmen, and the stateswomen's friends. They swear to uphold the same Constitution, yet the military dies to give them the right to desecrate what they died for? I think not, folks. It's a dishonor to allow politicians to desecrate the memory. And now back to the point.
Yeah.
You know, we have the homosexuals now attacking Arlington Cemetery.
They go right for the most sacred
Why are they always looking for these special rights?
That's right.
Folks, because what they're doing is they're ostracizing anybody that disagrees with their lifestyle. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing. They're targeting anybody that disagrees with their lifestyle. What did Adolf Hitler do, friends? He ostracized
polarized.
The Jewish people. He did. He totally did. He meant for opposition to rise up so he could send his thugs out to begin to diminish all opposition. It's the same thing that they're doing here. And then at length, what happens? They get rid of the people that they use.
Right.
And this is what people don't understand. And again, I'm even speaking mercy to the homosexual radicals. You don't have a clue as to what you're being used for. You're only undermining yourself. And you're digging the very hole that this government means to push you in at the end of the day.
Yeah, when the light goes out, you all of a sudden think you're going to see an infrared or something.
Yeah.
This is for you, and you always have been. It's always always been a warning to men to flee from their sin, regardless of what the sin is. But it comes to the point, folks, Arlington Cemetery, nobody would allow, what?
No way.
As an example, an adulteress or a semi-pornography film shoot out there, that wouldn't happen.
No way.
But all of a sudden, this is supposed to be acceptable and tolerable, and it's not. Yeah. There's no way that people are buying this.
No.
They want a headline, they want to throw it out there.
And by the way, these are all plants.
Yep.
They only
need
to do this, and then the state-run media picks it up and begins to push on anybody that stands up against it. Let it be you that they stand up against, friends, because once you figure out, and once they figure out that you're not going to tolerate it, game over.
That's right.
Folks, it's not going to be game over for America. It's going to be game over for those that mean to eradicate who we are as Americans. Do you see how that works?
Yep.
You got to take it to them. We're talking about totalitarianism.
Yep.
Let me hit Southern Poverty Law Center's targeted family-oriented and pro-American organizations by name. They've called these people hate groups, American Family Association, Coral Ridge Ministries. I just preached there on Sunday. You can run, but you cannot hide international. You can run, but you cannot hide international, as I just stated. I was trying to get the whole thing. Someone was just speaking in my ear. Sorry about that, friends. And so in saying that, because we were effective doing high school assemblies across the country, showing the young people across the land the price paid for their liberties, this is where they will lose the day, friends.
Yes.
When the American people realize the price paid for your freedoms, they know that is the most dangerous thing to this administration's agenda. I go on. Beck is another one. Glenn Beck, they've targeted as a hate group. Ron Paul, Michelle Bachmann, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Chuck Baldwin, Joseph Farah, Gun Owners of America. Well, of course, folks, these enemies of the way of the American people, to enemies to our republic, they're telling on themselves, friends. They're telling you who they're afraid of and why.
Yeah.
Gun Owners of America, the Tea Party Oath Keepers, Concerned Women for America, groups that wish to protect our borders from illegal immigrants, Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris Deese's outfit that used to defend the KKK, is actually labeling people hate groups that don't agree with their communist ideology, friends. I can go on and on and on. And as I shared with you a little bit yesterday, friends, we've seen this homosexual that went into Family Research Center Council in Washington, D.C. He meant to kill everybody. And what he was doing is he was going on to Southern Poverty Law Center's website, finding who he should target next. Who was doing it?
Mm-hmm. Who's feeding it?
Who was doing it, folks? It wasn't the groups that they called the hate group.
Nope.
It was the groups that
targeted.
Folks, the groups that they are supporting are the ones that did or attempted murder in this particular case. But, folks, when you do a little homework into the Southern Poverty Law Center, you'll see its true mission is to make money while working hand in glove with the mainstream media to attack America's foundation using a communist Marxist agenda. Totalitarianism.
Mm-hmm. And you'll notice that every communist regime, it never comes in with the support of the people.
Nope.
There's no...
No, they keep just pushing it on the people
It has to be a dictator that grabs a bull by the horns, because people as a whole will not embrace communism. There is no, and I'm using this word in a different sense, but there is no democratic communism. Because
the
people would never vote for it. Because the people never put it on themselves.
But let me say to the American people, Jake,
as a whole,
they grab this bull, let them get the horns, friends. And once they get the horns, you're going to have to worry about it anymore.
No,
and that's really what it comes down to.
No more laws.
I like
no
those
rules.
Little one-liners. People feed off those for some reason.
Grab the bull, you get
Did
the
you
horns.
Like that?
Hey, I got the bull horns here just recently. You can find that on Facebook. And I'll tell you what, folks, it's no fun trying to grab the horns of a wild animal that has nothing in mind but to get you off. America, you should have nothing in your mind but to get tyranny off of your back. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's your commission.
Amen. Well, I think it's only fitting as well. And I think the church needs to be reminded of their duty first and foremost.
Right.
Brethren, our preaching will bear its legitimate fruits if immorality prevails in the land. The fault is ours in a great degree. If there's a decay of conscience, the pulpit is responsible for it. I can go down every topic, friend, from A to Z and tell you what the problem is, but it's the church's responsibility. We're going to come back with News with Views. Paul Walter. Paul Walter's up next.
We'll be right back. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. The Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, February 28th. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Annandale, Minnesota. The course will also be available by webinar. Now, the cost is $150 per person and $30 for each additional family member, but the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I've been invited to present the final class in this series and participate in the graduation, so I will see you there.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com. Spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Valentine's Day is this week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. One dozen gorgeous red roses, plus a free glass vase, a free teddy bear, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 9696. But hurry, Valentine's Day is this Thursday, and this incredible deal expires Wednesday. Most roses will be sold out by Valentine's Day, so order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. One dozen stunning red roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase, free teddy bear, and free chocolates, all for only $39.99. But hurry, because it could be nearly impossible to find roses on Valentine's Day. And this incredible last-minute deal expires Wednesday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 9696. That's secret code 9696.
Sons of Liberty, got Bradley and Jake. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Now, folks, we got Paul Walter with News with Views online with us. We had a little bit of a glitch at the halfway mark. We apologize for that. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Paul. How are you, sir?
I'm fine, Bradley. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. We got Jake over here with us as well. Now, Paul, I was on the bus the other day, and we were actually driving to another tea party. I'm sorry, not a pea party, but a tea party. And we were going from point A to point B to do another one. We've done six since. But in saying that, I started to have a conversation with you, Paul. And you brought up that you came from a communist nation. And then you brought up the fact, too, and the point you made was the American people don't realize what's going on. Can you share with the American people your perspective, knowing all the well, coming from a communist nation, as to what America's in right now?
Well, America is about to lose their country, and first thing the communists do, they attack the freedom of speech. The reason they attack freedom of speech and, of course, freedom to bear arms is because you can turn the rifle on them, and they're scared of that. They're scared of death of the people being armed. And the freedom of speech, they attack that as well. The reason is because so you cannot speak the evils that they do, because if you speak against a certain person in office and you say, well, he's doing X, Y, Z, that's not good, well, they'll arrest you for that. The cops will arrest you because you have no right to criticize your own government. You can criticize any other government, especially the American government, but you couldn't criticize your own government. And that's how they stay invisible.
Paul, I want to bring up a point to you, and thank you again for being on. Folks, his website is fantastic. He's going to be posting Bradley's site column tonight at newswithviews.com. We had just talked about at the break that you don't have any form of democracy in communism. This is not a government of the people. Can you explain that? It's a dictatorship, ultimately.
Where?
In any communist government.
Well, in a communist government, you have basically, how can I say that? When you vote for, let's say you vote for two people running for the same office, you have the choice between Obama or Nancy Pelosi. So let's say that Nancy Pelosi and Obama are running for the same office. What is, they're both of the same mindset. So it doesn't matter who wins. You get the same person in office. They have the same belief system. So you have communist candidate Joe and communist candidate Bill, but no matter which makes it, you get the same candidate. It's like king is dead, long live the king. And anyone that rises that sees something wrong with those two candidates and runs against them, that is not allowed, or he winds up in jail.
One of the things, Paul, that you had brought up, too, and I thought it was very interesting, is you said it's a lot worse in America than it was when you left communism in the 1950s, and you said it's the morality issue. Can you explain that point?
Yes. The only thing I remember, I was 14 years old when I came to the United States with my parents, and I went to school there for about 3 years before, 4 years before we immigrated to the United States. And we did not have, they didn't teach us homosexuality in school. We did not have gay pride parades. We did not have homosexual teachers. We did not have mayors and politicians in office who participated in gay pride parades. We did not have abortion. We did not have, we were not taught against our parents. They did not want to control your garden, they want to control your garden and what you can and cannot grow in your own garden. We didn't have that, so this is much worse. And the problem here is that, as I see, is that we are free to speak up and we don't speak up. That's the problem. And I've said this thousands of times and I'll say it again. The problem with the downfall of America, the moral decay that we're witnessing, is the fault of the church. The church is the problem. The pastors are gutless.
Amen.
They don't stand for anything. And if you bring to one of them attention to what the problem is, he says you're too negative. You have to be positive. You have to look everything the positive way. And that's really, they are the cause of why we're in this mess. And what I tell people is, if you got a pastor that like that, speak up from the whole congregation, take your shoe off and brush the dust off your feet and walk out, and I guarantee you, you'll have about 20 people that walk out with you. But no one has the courage to do that. That's the problem. We have nothing. We are becoming a nation of bullies and cowards.
There's absolutely no question about it, and that's what we have to do, and that's what we do too, Paul, just to interject the thought, is when we're doing tea parties across the country, I say to the older generation, listen, if you don't bless the younger generation and protect them, they're going to be there to curse you, and I'll say to them, wisdom is justified by your children. How does your reflection look? Do you like your reflection? And a lot of times people look at it like, hey, that's condemning. Well, it is to those that walk in darkness, but those that love the light and walk in the light of what Christ gave us and who he is, I'll tell you what, there's no condemnation whatsoever in obeying the truth. But you're exactly right. When we look around as to what's going on in this country, there's absolutely no reason why 300,000 pulpits are silent on the issue of abortion, murder in the womb, and the homosexual agenda. And folks, for the life of me, I do not understand it. I don't get it, Paul, whatsoever. But
well,
go ahead.
I get it. I'll tell you why they're not going against the homosexuals, because they want to be seen in a good light. And when you come against homosexuality, you're going to have these people are very militant, and they'll come against you. And when they come against you, most people cannot take the heat. I can take the heat. They can sit there and criticize me all in one. It'll go in one ear and out the other, and it won't stick. But to most people, it sticks. And everyone wants to be popular and be seen in a good light, and that's the problem. And they used it, by the way, Hitler used the homosexuals as a brochures to tear down the German people, and they're using the homosexual agenda to bring the morals down in this country. But the problem are not the homosexuals. You can't blame the homosexuals because they are evil and they do what evil does. You have to blame the good people who stand by and do nothing. They're the problem.
That's exactly
those
right.
Those that tolerate, it's like in a household. Do you blame the child or do you blame the parent? Well, of course you blame the parent. He's responsible to train up the child. And if exactly. we had the moral foundation, Paul, that you knew coming into this country so long ago, and you're comparing us to communist nations and saying, actually, it was a little bit better over there, there's serious issues.
Serious
I mean, who do we blame when the government, in the beginning of the Constitution, the founding document of our country, says we the people of the United States of America, in order to what? Well, we want to do these things. It's by the people. So who do we point the finger back to? You gave a comment earlier about this election cycle. In a communist country, they give you two candidates. And Paul, I want your serious perspective on this. They give you two candidates. They're both communists. It'd be like saying, hey, here's Pelosi or Obama. Is there any difference in our two-party system right now, Paul? How do you see that's been infiltrated, similar to what you experienced
in
a communist nation?
Here's the problem. The problem is not the two-party system here. The problem is the people who run for office. Of course, I've never met a Democrat that's decent. In fact, there may be one out of a thousand, but I don't know who he is. But there are a few decent people in the Republican Party, like Rand Paul, for example, from Kentucky. But the problem is this. When they run for office, I'll give you an example of our own local government here in Grants Pass, Oregon. When the city council got elected, the first thing they did is they took the city council and they said, well, we're going to take you to team building sessions, and we're going to tell you how things are done around here. Now, here's the city manager that's appointed by the city council telling the city council he's going to take him to a team building session, tell him how things are run. Now, who's the boss? The owner of the factory or the guy who works for him? So the problem is when these people get elected, they don't understand Agenda 21. They don't understand sustainable development. They don't understand what the issues are. They don't have any backbone, and then they're told, well, you got to do this, and if you don't do that, this will happen, or that will happen, and they lie to them. And most people, even though they're halfway decent, they don't know any better. They go along with the program, and that's the problem.
That's right, because the threshold wasn't set high enough. And that's what we talked about at the very beginning of this show, is the fact that, listen, you know, you put your confidence. We were just talking about what happened with Ron Paul and how he's now turning on those people that created that website, and he's appealing to the UN for crying out loud. So all this confidence men had in Ron Paul being a limited government, constitutional type of guy, he's betraying those principles. And that's what happens to people. But if the threshold is high overall, then we're good, because no matter who comes in as a candidate, the threshold is there, the standard is there. If they don't live up to it, they're impeached. Or even more than that, worse than that, they could be criminally charged. Then people won't mess around with the government of the people.
Yeah, see, the problem is we have to have a principled man that runs for office, that has a backbone, that has a set of cojones, and knows which end is up, stands up on his principles and doesn't compromise, and allows and goes against the whole congregation or the whole Senate or the whole House and stands on its own. That's what we don't have, and that's what we need in this country, you see.
Folks, go ahead, Paul. Last word, we got about 30 seconds.
What was his name that from Kentucky back in the 17 or 1800s, the famous guy that went and died at the Alamo? What was
Daniel
his name
Boone?
Again? Yeah, Daniel Boone. He was in office, and what did he do? He stood up against the whole Congress.
That's true, he did.
See, that's the kind of men and women that we need in office. We don't need men and women that are going to go along with the program. We need men and women who are going to stand up for what they believe in and not allow themselves to be bamboozled.
Absolutely. Folks, we got Paul Walters, newswithviews.com.
You can find Bradley's column on there tonight at 10 p.m. Pacific time.
Thank you for your time, Paul. We appreciate you 100%. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Now, if you'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. And check Jake riding that bull. And, folks, that is no bull. Talk to you in 23. Love you with what we do.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight.